Hello and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to yet another episode of the Crick Picks podcast. I'm Behram Kazi, who you can find at DefBango on Twitter. And I have my two colleagues with me today. Saurabh Somani, who you can find at Saurabh_42 on Twitter. And Varun Alvaconda, who you can attempt to find on social media, but you'll probably fail. And just a quick reminder for those of you who haven't ever seen one of these Crick Picks episodes. What we do on this show is that we take any generic cricket category and we draft our top 15 for that category, 5 picks each in a snake style draft competition. So that basically means that the pick order goes 1-2-3, 3-2-1. And sometimes what we do is that we combine to draft teams of 12, which is kind of what we're doing today. It's a really fun idea. We are going to attempt to create an Imran Khan ceiling test team. And just to remove all ambiguity, what that means is that the cricketers which qualify for this team must have played less than 88 tests, which is the amount that Imran played. They must have scored less than 3,807 runs at an average lower than 37.69, which are Imran's batting numbers. And they must have taken less than 362 test wickets at a bowling average of greater than 22.81, which again are Imran's bowling numbers. So how do you guys feel about this one? It's going to be quite tricky.
Bowling is actually super easy because there's so many great bowlers you can pick. Mm. Batting is so rogue, man.
Yeah, extremely.
Bowling, yeah, I don't think he'll make it to this team. So I can say that Stuart McGill qualifies. But if he doesn't make it, here's your cue, Behram. You can say,
move on.
Yes.
I always need an excuse. But yeah, I also found the bowlers to be fairly straightforward. But yeah, the batting is going to be as hipster as it can possibly be. Saurabh, you have first pick for this one. So enlighten us.
Keith Miller.
Okay.
Of course.
He just about qualifies. His batting average is 36.97. Imran's is 37.69. His bowling average is 22.97. Imran's is 22.81. And of course, he has fewer runs and wickets than Imran and played fewer matches because he played in a different era. Hmm. But he, when I was doing my research for this, I just thought his is the name that popped out first as the greatest cricketer that we could pick to qualify for this team, in the sense of, you know, he's one of the elite all-rounders of the world, and it just so happens nobody else qualifies. I think, you know, Kapil Dev has more wickets, Richard Hadley has more wickets, Gary Sobers has more runs, higher average, Jacques Kallis has more runs, higher average, like none of the others qualifies. He's the only one, so that's why I thought it was a fairly straightforward first pick.
Yeah, I think it was as well, and you're off to a solid start. It was the correct answer. I think all three of us had Keith Miller in there. And Varun, I'm curious to see if you will cop out with picking picking a bowler, or you're going to do the hard stuff and pick a batter.
It's a good question. I think I'll start off by taking the easy option. I'll take Dennis Lilly. I have to pick a fast bowler first.
Fair enough. And what are Lilly's numbers? Like, how close was he to Imran?
Pretty close.
Again, 355 wickets, but bowling average of just under 24. So the average is quite... There's a reasonable difference, but the wickets are so close.
He's seven wickets behind Imran.
Can we just thank Cricket Australia for poorly managing his injury? If it's just so that he makes this list because of the
and World Series cricket, and thank Kerry Packer. Otherwise, he would have had a lot more.
True, actually. Well, so would have Imran, right?
Also would have Imran.
He also played the
Lilly would have had more. I mean, he would have played a more matches.
See, that actually hurts this team as well, doesn't it? If Imran took more wickets and more runs, that would have helped us.
True. It hurts the team overall. But solid start. Two Aussies are off the table in Keith Miller and Dennis Lilly. And for my first pick, of course, I have back-to-back picks. One, I'll go with a straightforward one. And for one, I'll go extremely hipster, right? I'll do the honors with the first batter. But before that, my first pick is going to be the whispering death, Michael Holding. I think he sure shot makes it into the side. 60 test matches, 249 wickets at a bowling average of 23.68. So he qualifies. And I mean, he can take the new ball with Dennis Lilly. No one would want to face that new bowling pair. And I mean, I've been a fan of Holding more so in his commentary career, but I've watched clips, man, and he could really terrify batters. And he was a bit of a hothead. He could kick down stumps as well.
Yep.
He was, I was looking at his numbers and I just saw that he has, you know, bowled first change also on occasion. Mm. He's mostly bowled with the new ball, but he has. So in this team, if we need him to, you could potentially, you know, bring him on first.
I think you have to, because Keith Miller is a new ball bowler as well.
Keith Miller, yeah. And we might pick a couple of others. We don't know. So,
yeah. I mean, there's lots of options when it comes to spin bowlers that I'm not worried about.
Yeah.
In fact, we're going to miss out on some spinners. That's how, you know, massive that list is. But I want to now finally go hipster. And you know, when I thought of this idea, this was my idea.
I like how Bairam says, finally, with just the fourth pick. finally.
No, because I know that you guys don't have this guy on your list, right? Like, and you'll probably agree with the pick once I justify it. But when I thought of, you know, creating an Imran Khan ceiling test team, his was the name that really stuck out, because his numbers are eerily close to Imran. And he has a splendid batting average at number three. And he's done really well in Australia as well. He's played for Imran in his team. My second pick is Ijaz Ahmed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'll tell you the numbers.
I did see his name. I did see his name in my long list, but he didn't make it to my short list.
Yeah. So it's funny, right? Mm-hmm. 60 test matches and Ijaz Ahmed scored 3,315 runs at a batting average of 37.67. So we're talking about a difference of 0.02. He just makes it. But the fun part about Ijaz is that in 8 test matches in Australia, his batting average is 41.35 and he's got 300s and a 50. So I think that is splendid stuff. Mm. And then I was also checking out his numbers, specifically at number three. That's 44 innings in test matches, 1,878 runs at a batting average of 44.71. So I think just specifically for that number three role, he fits in like a glove. And he was a terrific fielder and could roll over his arm as well. So I think there's a lot of utility with Ijaz Ahmed over here. Plus, he's never going to make any of the quick picks list.
Isn't he? He's who? Salim Malik's brother-in-law, or whose brother-in-law is he?
Something like that. I think there is a relation over there.
Yeah,
yeah. But I mean, he was quite electrifying.
For a certain vintage of Indian cricket fans, he was scary, because you know there was a time where he really tore the Indian bowling apart. I remember in Pakistan, I think third match of the series, he made like some 140 of 80 odd balls. And he was, that was a deciding match. And Pakistan just sort of, you know, smashed India in that one.
Yeah, I watched highlights of that when I was too young to have watched it live. But of course, you weren't.
I was not too young. I was old enough to have watched it.
Fair enough. All right, then we've got an all-rounder, a batter, and two new ball bowlers, or well, three new ball bowlers, if you think about it. Varun, we're back to you.
I'm going hipster straight away. I'm going Trevor Goddard.
All right.
Oh, he was in my list. He was in my list. Nice.
You want to open
those of
with
you
him?
Don't know. Yeah, of course, he has to open. So overall, he has a batting average of 34.46 and a bowling average of 26.22. So for those who don't know, Trevor Goddard is the mold of cricketer. If he was available now, Gautam Gambhir and Baz would pick him straight away in their teams. And
we've
he batted
done
three instead of Wiyan Mulder for South Africa.
We've picked a Crick Picks team, an all-time test team that Gautam Gambhir would coach. Mm-hmm. And I think Trevor Goddard was one of the first few picks, wasn't he, Varun? And you picked him then as well.
I picked him then as well. Of course, I think it was my first pick then.
Yeah.
I think we were looking this up. Even for adjusted for era, he's one of the most economical bowlers we've ever seen. And he almost takes no wickets whatsoever. So if we need someone to do a holding role, he's the perfect person for that.
Fair enough. All right, then back-to-back picks for you now, Saurabh. You could go a fair few directions. I think the wicketkeeper is quite easy. At least for me, it was.
Yes. I had one candidate. There was another very strong one, but I would pick the guy I've seen. The other one is from slightly the past, so I'm leaving the wicketkeeper B for you guys.
Okay, I'll take the keeper. No issues.
I am thinking I'll pick the other opener. I'll go Vinu Mankad as the other opener. And in case we want to pick a different opener, we can push him down, because as we know, he has batted all across the order, Vinu Mankad. Right. So he could do that. He could land up in the country, in England, score 72 and a century, and then take 8 wickets in the test also. Still end up on the losing side, but that's because, you know, his team was not that good. So I think his test record is slightly, you know, obviously if he's averaging below 37.69, it doesn't pop. But he has played enough iconic innings that you know that, you know, he could be great. And maybe he was just used wrongly or overused. Like, he had to bowl. He bowled, I don't know, 50 overs a test or something. And I think
he's one of those who averages over 40 as an opener. He's shit everywhere else.
Great.
That's why his record looks bad.
Interesting. I mean, great. I had a fair few openers in the list, right? I didn't have Vinu Murthy because I didn't think of him in that sort of way. But I mean, I'm fine
with the pick. I had some who are even before Vinu Murthy. So I just thought that at least we know a little bit more about Vinu Murthy. And while these guys are like sort of legendary or mythical names, like you don't know what cricket was like at that time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we have room for one more fast bowler, right?
I think so. You could go for a first change bowler, perhaps, or even another all-rounder.
The guy I'm picking will not exactly be first change, but he'd make the team very exciting. So I'll go Shoaib Akhtar.
Okay. Figured. I mean, he could work as a first change bowler. I don't think that's
he could, maybe. I mean, since it's an Imran Khan ceiling team, Imran Khan will be the mentor. So he will, you know, be able to handle Shoaib and ensure that like he does what is required. And so, yeah, he'll be good. And like Shoaib, of course, the only reason why he's eligible for this team is because he didn't play enough, right? Because his injuries were too many.
He was such a good bowler in Test cricket. I think he's so underrated. I think, as I keep saying, right, I think he's the reason the 2000s Pakistan team competed.
Agreed.
It's crazy how many of the like iconic wins in the 2000s basically all link back to him.
Yeah, plus, you know, he's a great flat wicket bowler and you need one of those guys. Yeah. I mean, Pakistan these days desperately need one of those guys, you know?
No, and his bowling strike rate is like some 45.7, you know, like, and he bowled a lot in the 2000s. 45.7 in the 2000s is really,
and
really.
Baram would have seen the 2000s Pakistan pitches. Yeah. They were worse than the more modern Pakistan flat pitches.
I mean, maybe not the ones that Ramiz Raja was curating in his tenure as chairman, but yes, they were pretty bad.
Yeah.
Anyway, so.
And we have Godard, right? So, you know, Shoaib Akhtar, we can use him as. He just bursts. Yeah. Give him 3 overs, 4 overs, that's it. You know, no need to bowl extended spells.
Fair enough. All right, then back to Varun Alvakonda. And once you're done with your pick, I would want to know what our team is looking like so that I can make picks accordingly. But first, go ahead.
I've actually not thought this far ahead. I'm actually a bit lost now.
Well, you could go for the easiest cop-out, a Vinu Munkar.
And pick a spinner.
Spinner honestly is very easy. I can think of at least three Pakistanis who could make it. And then there is the OG father of cricket. If you really want to go that direction, that's always on the table.
I thought of that. Or you could just pick the keeper.
And yes, the keeper is pretty easy, man.
Keeper is pretty easy. I'm just thinking. I'm just going to double check his record.
I think.
You know, fuck it. I'll take Richie Beno.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
He was my first pick as a spinner also. I just looked at the record.
No, because I'm terrified. If I don't pick someone who can bat at 8, Behram will go rogue with that. So like, okay, let's just go with someone who can bat at 8.
He's not going to get into this team anymore, but I did have Chris Cairns as an option, right? But we have Keith Miller. Now that you've picked Richie Beno, so Cairns can't get in now anymore. But
you have Trevor Goddard also to bowl seam up. Like so Chris Cairns, very fine cricketer, but
there's so many all rounders for some reason.
True.
No, that's because Imran's average means you can't pick the
it's
great
either
batters,
keepers
right?
All rounders, isn't it?
Yeah. Those are the guys who
Well, I think it was keepers, all rounders, Aidan Markram and Zach Crawley. That's what it was, that list.
Okay, well, we shall be taking a short break on Crick Picks, so go nowhere and keep watching.
Cricket boards actually make watching their games almost impossible. I spend almost as much time trying to find where I can view it as I do actually following the action. That is why I use NordVPN. They let me find all the cricket I want to watch while protecting me from the nasty side of the internet. Nord will free your cricket matches. Grab your exclusive NordVPN deal by going to nordvpn.com/goodareas to get a huge discount off your NordVPN plan plus 4 additional months on top. It's completely risk-free with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. Watch every match with NordVPN.
Welcome back to Crick Picks. You guys are with Behram, Saurabh and Varun. And we are currently attempting to draft an Imran Khan ceiling test team. So basically, all cricketers qualify who have numbers lesser than Imran Khan. We've gone through everything earlier. So if you've forgotten, go check it out again. All right then, Varun, give me the team. What does it look like? Because I've got my last two picks.
Currently we have... No, you only had one pick, right? Am I mistaken?
No, I had back-to-back and now back-to-back again.
Oh, wait. Who did he pick second? Sorry, I forgot.
I picked Ijaz.
Yeah. So the team so far is Trevor Goddard and Vinu Mankad opening the batting. We have Ijaz at 3. We don't have a number 4. I have Keith Miller at 5 for now. We don't have number 6s and number 7s. Richie Benaud at 8. Shoaib, Michael Holding and Dennis Lilly. I don't really know which one of them is the best batter. So.
Okay, so I am going to go ahead and pick the wicketkeeper, right? Mm. And another guy whose numbers were almost touching Imran's with the bat. It was crazy how close they were. My third pick is going to be BJ Watling. I think he's been a splendid keeper for New Zealand, World Test Championship winner. And if I look at his numbers, 75 test matches, 3,790 runs. So he is 17 runs behind Imran Khan. And his batting average is 37.52, which is also very, very close, eerily close to Imran Khan. So look, a top-class wicketkeeper as well. And I feel like a few of you guys probably had him in the reckoning. I know Saurabh did.
I did. Other guy I was talking about was Jeff Dujon. He also qualifies for this team. But, you know, like I didn't see him keep. And I know that BJ Watling is a world-class keeper. And we have seen he can be like a very, very useful batter. So that's why I had BJ Watling ahead of Dujon. But obviously, Dujon, by all accounts, was also like a great keeper. And could have. I mean, I would have had no problem if someone had chosen him ahead of Watling. But I would have, picked Watling.
So now we have a number 6, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or I don't know if Keith Miller could be 6 and Watling could be 7.
Yeah, we can move him. I have them at 5 and 6 for now.
Okay, so there is one guy in my head who could qualify for the number 4 role. Because this is funny, right? The batter that we need to pick must average less than 37.69 and he needs to bat at number 4. So it has to be, you know, very, very rogue in general. I really do want to pick this guy. But I think some of you might have him on your list anyway. It's a tainted South African former captain. I'm not not going there. I am afraid you guys will not pick another spinner in this team. And there are three Pakistan spinners who could qualify for this. But since we've got Richie Benaud, I'm not going to pick the wrist spinner. So bye-bye Yasir Shah. And I'm left with two Dusra bowlers. And both Dusra bowlers were very good. So I'm actually going to go modern. I'll pick Saeed Ajmal as my last pick. I think Saeed Ajmal has a better test record than Saki. And Saeed Ajmal was doing bits on South African surfaces as well. So, yeah, it was a tough call. I really, really rate Saklan Mushtaq as well.
I don't disagree, but if you're going to play the spinner in Asia, does their record in South Africa matter?
No, but then Saeed Ajmal can do everything that Saki can as well, right?
That's fair. I don't disagree.
Going to play the spinner, extra spinner in Asia, there is one more who qualifies.
Oh, really?
That's who are we talking about? Not Pakistani, though.
Okay.
Ravindra Jadeja.
Oh, well, I mean, will inevitably...
Too many runs.
Too many runs. There you have it. Jadeja doesn't qualify. That's what I thought. Okay. I didn't even think of Ashwin and Jadeja because I was like, in my head, surely their numbers exceed Imran's. Anyway, so it was tough for me.
Oh, yeah. He's got more... he's just crossed Imran.
Did you guys have either of Saklan or Ajmal in the reckoning?
I had Ajmal.
Thinking of an Asian spinner,
So the second spinner, you know, I thought Jadeja qualified, so I had him. But there was Derek Underwood, there was Ajmal, there was one more guy I'm forgetting. He'll come back to me.
But if we look at Saeed Ajmal's record in Test cricket, right?
Bishan Bedi was the other one.
Oh, Bishan Bedi qualified.
Bishan Bedi qualifies.
Damn, but we've got Vinu Mankad. So maybe we don't need that profile of bowler and a Dusra bowler might just serve this team a bit better. And I mean...
The other one I was thinking of was Lance Gibbs.
Wait, Lance Gibbs has lesser wickets than Imran? Doesn't he have like close to 400?
Yeah, 309.
Oh, 309. No, 309. Yeah, Lance Gibbs also qualified, I suppose. But just to go over Ajmal's...
His record in Asia is good as well. Yeah, but terrible teams he played.
Ajmal's numbers are terrific, right? 35 test matches, 178 wickets. A bowling average of 28.1, which is just... phenomenal considering the fact that in his tenure as Pakistan's main spinner, he was Pakistan's main bowler. He was their main weapon. It was Ajmal or bust for the longest time. So I'm happy with my picks. Let's see if the South African captain goes or not because I can't think of many other number fours. I mean, he's not also a number four, but he could probably do a job there. I'm putting names in your heads. Yeah. Don't take it seriously. Pick your own guys. Varun.
1 second. I'm just... putting the option. So we need, what do we actually need?
We need a number 4.
Who are our openers? Goddard and Vinu Mankad.
Yes.
And Ijaz Ahmed, right?
Yes. 5 is Miller, 6 is Watling, 7 is Benno.
Okay, so this guy technically qualifies, so I'm going to go for the Jarrett points and say I'll take WG Grace.
Oh, you're going to do that cop-out? Fair enough.
Yes.
WG could slot so in think, anywhere, I suppose. Like, Vinu,
where would
I
you
think
bat
I'll
him?
Move Ajaz to 4 and WG to 3, if it makes sense.
Maybe.
Yeah, you could do that, yeah.
Yeah, I had him in my long list, but I was just thinking, like, WG, it's like a different era, and then he didn't play many tests. I don't know, but I still had him as an option.
Yeah, we got to do one old-timey pick, right?
Well, we've done two. There's Vinu as well.
Yeah.
There's Godard as well.
And Keith Miller.
Now, Godard doesn't count. Godard is post-1900s.
Fair enough. So now do we need a 12th? Yeah,
that's modern era for us. We don't have anyone as number 7.
Oh.
Okay. You know, I could make a really hipster pick for a batter. At number 6, maybe he would be, or 7 also. Pure batter, but you would want him on the field at all times. I'm not picking him yet, but the guy I was thinking of is Jaunty Rhodes.
Okay.
Jaunty Rhodes, actually, because of his fielding, you know, his batting is often not looked at that much. But if you just look at his record, look at his average across countries, it's pretty decent. And he batted at 5-6 mostly in his career. And whatever he's scoring, he's adding at least 10-20 runs in the field. So he was a candidate. I was thinking of Shane Watson also, who just as a pure batter would be. And Markram. Yeah. But we have too many top order guys.
No, but Markram will surely overtake Imran with respect to runs, right? Like, so
no, that he will.
He
but
I think Watto is really probably exciting. And I am kind of sold on your rationale for Jaunty as well.
Yeah, but I can pick only one of them. Markram, the reason I had Markram in my shortlisted guys was because all of his career has been on bowling-friendly pitches, right? In the pace playing plan pandemic era.
Kind of sucks in Asia as well. You know, like, can't sidestep that.
He was below Watto and Jaunty for me. It's just that I was just saying why I considered him, and he was... so now I have
I
to
like
pick
your logic, man.
For whom? I don't mind your logic.
For whom?
The
for
other, I'm not going to put names in your mouth. You can also pick Lance Klusener.
I did see him. I was very tempted to just because I like Lance Klusener so much. But I thought like, you know, he doesn't really make a case for a test team ahead of like a Shane Watson or even a Jaunty
Rhodes. That's because they use him so badly.
Realistically, I don't think Klusener gets in ahead of Chris Cairns either in a test team.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah, it doesn't. Yeah. He doesn't. Okay, so I have to pick one of these guys and just read out the team once for me, Varun.
Of course. So Trevor Goddard and Vinu Mankad are opening the batting. We have WG Grace at 3, Ijaz Ahmed at 4, Keith Miller, PJ Watling, no number 7 for now, Richie Benno at 8, Shoaib Akhtar at 9, Michael Holding at 10, Dennis Lilly at 11, and Saeed Ajmal as a 12th man for now.
Okay, I'll be hipster. I'll go Jaunty.
All right. Nice. He's gone Jaunty. I like how this is also a pretty good fielding team because I mentioned Ijaz earlier, who I mean, according to modern standards, would just be a normal fielder. But at that time,
so I'm just moving BJ to 7.
Yeah, BJ to 7 works. I don't think there's any
issues. I mean, you could even move Keith Miller to 6.
We could move Keith Miller to 6. I think Keith Miller is a better batter though than Jaunty.
Yeah, I mean, I was just thinking in terms of workload. He has to bowl and he has to... But yeah,
I mean, how much does he have to bowl in this team? Everyone
in this
bowls.
Team, yeah.
It's a pretty bowler-heavy team.
I mean, we make fun of Gambhir a lot, but all our test teams have so many all-rounders.
It is true.
No, that's because we have set a criteria like that. No,
but in any test team we'll always have 6 bowling options and batting to late. Yeah.
We do that a lot. Anyway,
The difference between us and Gambhir is we do that with all-timey test teams. You know, he does it with current.
Yeah, that is we also don't bat Nitish at 8.
Yeah. Or Washi at 9. Or Shardul Thakur as a specialist number 8. Or
Washington as a frontline spinner.
Anyway, I have some honorable mentions. They're quite a lot, you know.
Wait, 1 second. Who would you guys have picked between Jaunty and Watto?
This team, Jaunty probably.
I honestly was about to pick Cronje.
I know, you didn't mention him.
I was very close to pick Hansi, right?
Cronje's average in India is in the single digits. he's...
That's fair.
No, now we don't know whether that was because he was throwing his wicket away or he was really bad in India. That
when you mentioned how, you know, like your rationale really checked out because you were like, okay, he's going to score some runs everywhere and he'll always mm-hmm. save you some runs in the field. And I think that really, you know, worked. But yeah.
I had Frank Willey in the team. That's the one person I also had.
Right. Oh. I've got a lot of names, man. Like a lot. Yeah. So it's a list which includes Mohsin Khan as an opener, potential opener. He scored a double hundred at Lords and that was the first time anyone did that in a long time. So Mohsin Khan actually has a pretty solid test record. Neil McKenzie was in my list.
Yeah.
And Scott Styris, if we were finding no options at four, Scotty could have done a job, I suppose. Hansi Kroni, I mentioned. Jeremy Coney was in my list as well. But we didn't need more all-rounders. And Chris Cairns, I think, is the biggest miss. I think he could have really gotten into this team. But Keith Miller exists, so how do you do that?
Keepers, we had so many options. We had Sarfraz, he could have gone Litton.
Could have gone with those keepers. But BJ Watling, I think, because he'd won a championship, I was just more leaning towards him. And then bowlers, plenty of them, man. In the spinners, of course, Saklen and Yasir Shah miss out, but then I'm happy with the Ajmal pick. Jason Gillespie, Morne Malkiel, Neil Wagner, all of these guys qualified.
Derek Neil Underwood Wagner. Amongst the spinners.
True.
Yep.
And Colin Croft, Andy Roberts, a lot of these guys, you know.
Croft, Bruce Reid and Harris for me just had too few wickets. That's too the few, only reason
I think of wickets. Yeah, exactly. That's when Ray Lindwall qualified, Ray Lindwall.
If we needed a first change guy, I would have probably picked one of Wagner or Morkel. But
I would have gone Morkel for a pure first change. I would have gone Morkel. But it's just that, you know, Shoaib Akhtar is Shoaib Akhtar. So I picked him.
Pace is pace.
You need to go over one pace, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, so Varun, first tell us our overall team and then you can go over the individual four.
Yeah, sure. So the overall team is we have Trevor Goddard and Vinu Mankad opening the batting, WG Grace, Ijaz Ahmed, Keith Miller, Jonty Rhodes, BJ Watling, Richie Beno, Shoaib Akhtar, Michael Holding, Dennis Lee and Saeed Ajmal as a 12th man. So the individual picks were Saurabh went with Keith Miller, Vinu Mankad, Shoaib Akhtar and Jonty Rhodes. I went with Dennis Lilly, Trevor Goddard, Richie Beno and WG Grace. And Bairam went with Michael Holding, Ijaz Ahmed, BJ Watling and Saeed Ajmal.
I think we did all right. Pretty happy with our team. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There are a couple of old-timey batters we missed. You know, there is Wilfred Rhodes who has like, 1,000 first-class wickets. But his test career qualifies. For the Imran Sealing team.
I didn't want to go completely like 1,800 batters.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I did pick him. But there's a couple of Indians. There's, contemporaries that's both captained and all that. Jaisima and M.A. Mansoor Ali Khan Pataudi. Both of them also qualify. And Pataudi, I was very tempted towards because he was also supposed to be a great fielder, great leader. Plus, he did all that he did with one eye, you know. So he could have been... really great, but
I like that pick. Yeah. The one-eyed tiger. Oh, I had one Indian as well who I forgot to mention. I had Waseem Jafar in my long list.
Ah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I was like, he's also not going to get into any other team, so this one might be it. But
I wish KL Rahul didn't have a great England tour. He would have qualified otherwise.
He would have qualified. He just crossed Imran's runs when I was checking. Yeah. I was like, KL Rahul. Did any of you even consider Shahid Afridi?
No. I mean...
Okay.
I wasn't even thinking wasn't thinking about wrist spinners at all.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I think we did all right over here, guys. You let us know in the comment section below what you would have done differently, which name have we missed out and basically ruined the podcast with. And give us your teams and etc. in the comments below. And I hope you all have enjoyed this episode of the Quick Picks podcast. A big thank you to both Varun and Saurabh. I definitely did enjoy it a lot. And follow Combox everywhere. Like, share and subscribe. And we'll be back with more and more content on your screen soon enough. Till then, have a good one. Take care and goodbye.
Thank you for listening to this podcast on the Combox Network. There is an ad-free version of this you can find by supporting us on Patreon at Good Areas Podcast. You can also access our Discord channel there. Please like, subscribe, and rate this show. Every one of these helps us. If there was a guest on a show, you can find their links in the show notes. Huge thanks to Rakshit, Ishit, and everyone else who helps us get our content out there. If you want to know more about us, head to combox.tv.
If you make a lot of content like me, you will need help.
And that is why we use Minvo.pro, a slicing and dicing tool that uses AI to conjure up great clips from your podcast chats and meetings. If you make content, go to Minvo.pro to cut it.